I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan and I in the studio as always. And hey, hopefully you've had a dirty work week wherever you are, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of the game. Whatever you did, we hope it was dirty. There's no question about it. Wherever you did it, hey, that's all right. And that's awesome. We love having you as part of the nation. As you know, we can't do it without you. And we always do it for you. So, hey, we're going to get going. We're going to talk about some highs and lows out of the gate in segment one, as we always do. We've got, you know, bad on the lows and good on the highs. If you're the teams that we're going to be talking about. And in the middle segment, we're going to get going with, hey, you know what? We're in June. This is a moving month, and Nolan and I want to dive in on a few teams that we think could make moves or are in a good position to make moves this month and give our thoughts and opinions on it. You know, as always, you send in your comments, and we always review them and discuss them, and we love getting that feedback because that's what it's all about. It's just one nation, and we're all here because of the game of baseball, and that's what makes it great. So, you know, we do have to give our quick shout-out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid that slides on the fingers. It's seamless. It's easy, but what an impact it makes in your hitting program, in your hitting as a player in general. It creates that palm-up, palm-down feeling, so you're in the zone. You're through the zone on the outside, up the middle, or the pull side inside. Great device. No question. Check them out at ripgrippro.com. Tress and his team over there are great people to work with, and it's a great product. We're happy to have them as sponsor of the show. We're happy to have them a part of our nation, and we're happy to use their product as well. It's a great product. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, and of course, we also want to give a shout out to the rope trainer as well, the throwing aid that we highly endorse and promote and utilize in our throwing program. Everybody from a little leaguer to the pro should have it in your bag. It has to be a part of your everyday equipment, your everyday training. It's so many uses. So contact me, DM me directly on Instagram, Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. I'm happy to talk to you. I'm happy to explain it to you, why we think it and why we believe in it so much. So, and again, like I said, we're going to be back here. So as always, settle in, get that favorite drink, favorite chair, or however you like to listen to us. Doesn't matter. Just sit back and enjoy it. Nolan and I are going to be right back, and we're going to get rolling, Dirtbags.
This is Ron Barr. I got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Favorite Grill Pack. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the dad's favorite grill pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. Your gift package includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Staples has everything you need to help run your small business. Shipping supplies and services to help move orders out the door. Print marketing services so you can print signs, banners, and presentations fast. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, you save 50%. When you buy any combination of five or more boxes, mailers, and shipping tubes. Plus, find new deals for small business in-store every week. Keep your business running right and safe at Staples. Offer valid in-store online order pickup and Instacart. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Concord, New Hampshire location. Prices may vary. N71.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbag. Nolan, where do you want to go? You want to go with the low points? You want to go with the high points? Where do you want to kick it off tonight?
No, let's jump in high points. Obviously, everybody's talking about it. Luis Arraez. Yeah, he's looking to become the first 400 hitter since Ted Williams hit 406 all the way back in 1941. So far to start out the year, obviously hitting 401 as of recording of this podcast tonight. I mean, the dude just every game is getting hits. Obviously, there last week, five hit, five RBI game for him. Still not necessarily driving the ball with authority, if you want to call it that. But I mean, man, that guy is just the ultimate hitter right now. He has 80 hits to 11 strikeouts. First player since Tony Gwynn to do that, man. Like through the first 61 games. That is ridiculous stat line.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's almost like he heard us there about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when we were talking about, you know, how even that trade looked, right? For him, for Pablo Lopez going the other way to the Twins. And at that point, it really was even and stuff like that. And you know what? They're still getting great results in Minnesota and stuff like that. But wow, is he taking off? I mean, and everybody knew it, right? He did it. He's done it the last few years with Minnesota. And he's a machine. Like you said, you're not going to get power numbers out of him. But boy, I'll tell you what, in that number two hole, that number one hole, right now he's one hole. Jorge Soler's in the number two hole for Miami. They're looking good. They're looking good.
Yeah, and especially once Jazz Chisholm comes back too, then you can kind of rework the lineup a little bit, whether you put Jazz up at the leadoff spot or in the two-hole. Jorge will drop down, obviously, into the three spot. But, I mean, depending on kind of which matchup you want to go based on Luis Arraez, right? Like, at least that way he'll have some more protection around him. But, my goodness, man. Like, the good thing is, too, he's going to get pitches to hit every game. Because it's not like he is that power guy to the point where, okay, you know what? Aaron Judge type of scenario. Aaron Judge comes up in a clutch situation. So I'm going to pitch around Aaron Judge. Don't get me wrong. Luis Arraez right now, if he comes up in a clutch situation, I'd pitch around him because he's got such a high average. But I'm still just saying you don't have that same fear factor to the point where Aaron Judge can hit a three-run home run at any point in time, right? Obviously, with two guys on. Luis Arraez, you got a chance for him to drive in a single run. So it's a different mindset, but I mean, same time, that dude's hitting bad pitches. He's hitting good pitches, like 11 strikeouts, though, on the year in 61 games. That's ridiculous, man. That's what I want to highlight more so than the 400 average. Because you're looking at it, he's the only qualified hitter in baseball this year that doesn't have two strikeouts in a game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous when you dig deep into his stats, for sure. So, hey, if you're in that clubhouse, are you 15 people around his locker or do you just clear out of his locker and stay away? Are you a brain picker, or are you just, hey, I'm going to mind my business, I'm going to let this guy do what he does and stay out of his way? What do you think that? What do you think's happening in the clubhouse?
Well, I think it's the same as Semien right now, or the same as when a pitcher's throwing a no hitter. Just get out of his way. Let the guy do what he's been doing. Don't get in his head. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. Right, so I bring up Semien because he's got a 25-game hitting streak entering tonight's games. So, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, okay, what's always the one bugaboo in baseball? A pitcher's throwing a no-hitter. You don't bring up a no-hitter. You go to the other side of the dugout, and you just avoid him at all points in time, right? I get it. It's a bit different in the fact that a hitter can usually get 4 or 5 at-bats, especially Marcus Semien down in Texas. I mean, let's be honest, that's the number one offense right now, in my opinion, in baseball over the past month. Like, they've just been rolling, right? And so, I mean, obviously they're playing the Cardinals. They should steamroll them again tonight and get this series sweep. But, I mean, you're looking at it. That guy's phenomenal right now. Luis Arraez, same thing. 400 hitter. What do you even say to the guy? Hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, no duh. Like, that guy's swing is built to, it's not built to sustain a 400 average. If it was, then someone, like, he would have hit 400 every year, right? But, I mean, you're looking at it. Last year, obviously, led the American League for batting average. I think it was 318 batting average. This year, obviously, the 400 is way above career norms, but you're still looking at it, and you're like, man, that isn't really too far out of the realm of normality for him. Because down the second half, he was hitting above 350. So now you're just extrapolating the full season, and basically it's more or less the exact same thing. He's continuing from the 350 hitter until the 400 hitter. And he's just seeing the ball so well down there in Miami, getting tons of opportunities to at least get a hit, 2 hits each game.
Yeah, there's no question about it, right? I get it, dirtbags. You may be out there, hey, Nolan Kirk, pump the brakes. It's only June. No, you know we don't pump the brake. This is a great story right now. This is a great baseball story that we need to talk about, and we're going to talk about it. And you should be excited, whether you're a fan of Miami or not. If you're a fan of baseball, 400 at any time after the first month is still amazing because of the sheer troubles of hitting. I mean, when the league average is, 240 and going down every year, you got a guy hitting 400 in June. That's a great story. That goes to show you that if you're dedicated enough, you can do stuff. You can hit better than you believe you can hit. You just have to work at it. You have to learn it. You have to understand who you are as a hitter. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. I'm sure at one point he knew he wasn't a power hitter, but he saw everybody making adjustments to their swings and getting loft on the ball and becoming power hitters, right? Going from, you know, 6 home runs to 22 home runs the next year. I'm sure he tried it, but then he realized, just like Jeff McNeil in New York, right? He realized who he was as a hitter, and he obviously had good enough coaches to say, kid, don't change anything. Do what you do. You get on base, our big guys will bring you home.
Yeah, and I think, and here's, so to me, here's the most impressive thing about Luis Arraez. Obviously, you're looking at today's day and age in baseball, so the last hitter to hit 400 this deep into the season was Chipper Jones back in 2008. Prior to that was a combination of Larry Walker and Tony Gwynn in 1997. Larry Walker was 416. Tony Gwynn was 405. Chipper Jones at this point in the season in 2008 was 418. But you're thinking about it in today's day and age, right? Starting pitchers are only going 5-6 innings. The velocity is significantly faster than when these guys were playing 20, 25 years ago, right? Obviously, Chipper Jones 15 years ago. But still, I mean, the velocity is faster. The thing back then, too, when Chipper Jones was playing in 2008, pitchers were going 7 innings. Less bullpen arms were coming into the game. This guy's seeing specialty pitchers. Like, he's facing lefty-lefties. He's facing those hard-throwing righties with plus splitties, curveballs, sliders, change-ups, all that stuff, right? And he's still hitting over 400. It's incredible because, I mean, I think I saw this, and I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to say this exactly right, but the next closest hitter was Freddie Freeman at 325. That means he's 76 points higher than Freddie Freeman in terms of batting average. Like, and then if you want to compare it to Bo Bichette in the American League, Bo's hitting 322. So even that, it's like, man, like Freddie Freeman, Bo Bichette, that's a good race for who's going to lead the major leagues for batting average. for second place. You know what I'm saying? Like Luis Arraez, he needs to go, what is it? I think 0 for his next 40 or something like that in order to be down to about 330. Like, it's a ridiculous stat.
And that's why it's a great story, man. That's why it's important to talk about, right? Because when you really get deeper, like you said, it's incredible. It is incredible what we're seeing. So if you haven't watched Miami or whatever, tune in and watch them. Just for, again, you're not going to see home runs out of the guy, but you're going to see execution of hitting, like Nolan said. And it's worth it, man. You got to watch that type of stuff. It's we encourage you. Please do it. If you're a Miami fan, sit back and just continue to enjoy it. It's that simple. No questions. So where do you want to go there, Nolan?
Yeah, I want to talk about Bryce Elder letting up the bomb to Pete Alonso. This one made me laugh a little bit. So Pete Alonso obviously leads the National League for home runs, leads the Major League for home runs. Bryce Elder was leading the National League for ERA prior to last night's start. Lets up an absolute bomb. And so Pete Alonso shows him in the clubhouse. He's screaming top of his lungs, please throw that again. Please throw that again. And yeah, so Bryce Elder, they ask him after the game. He's like, yeah, you know, if I hit a home run onto the concourse, I'd probably be saying the exact same thing. He's like, I've never hit a home run in my life, so I can imagine it would feel like that. But yeah, I'd be yelling the exact same thing. And Bryce Elder, I mean, the composure for that kid to be saying that, like, he's a rookie, obviously comes into the game leading the National League, like I said before, for ERA. And you're just like, man, like, the set of kahunas for you to say that and just take that on the chin like that, good for you, kid. I got more respect for you for that one.
100%. There's no question. I mean, that's the great parts of the game for sure. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back. We'll pick up with a few more highlights and lowlights, and then we'll carry on.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what else you got for highlights or lowlights before we carry on to the who we think is going to be moving up and down all around the rest of this month?
Yeah, so the Oakland Athletics, I want to jump in on this one quick. Obviously, they've been atrocious to start out the year. Came into the Pittsburgh series 12-49. They end up beating the Pittsburgh Pirates in a series, man. Like, that's just unfortunate for Pittsburgh. Obviously, the National League Central is the running joke of the major leagues pretty much this year, because no team in that division is good. Like, Pittsburgh's the best team in that division, probably, which is crazy to think about, but Pittsburgh's 32-29 now. Milwaukee's 33-28, Cincinnati 28-33, Chicago Cubs 26-34, St. Louis 25-37. Oakland came into that series on a 14-game road losing streak. Obviously, they lose the first one, too. Puts them down to 15-game road losing streak. Then they end up taking the next two, beat the Pirates in a series, and they scored 7 runs in the first inning of the game today. Like, Oakland, I get it. Very, well, it's just not a lot of quality major league guys. But for Oakland to go out there and handle Pittsburgh the way that they did, especially with how hot Pittsburgh had been recently, like, that genuinely shocked me. So good for Oakland for continuing to fight, even though their record is so just atrocious. And you know that they've already given up hope on basically them trying to stay in Oakland with all the reports and everything like that of basically everything getting done in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, right? And you know, we rip on them and, you know, on all facets of the Oakland organization and stuff like that. But very professional for those guys. Very professional for Mark Kotze to put his head down and just stay to the grindstone. Just, you know what? I can imagine what he's saying. Just, hey, guys, we just got to continue to fight and battle. We know what it is, but we got to believe in this room. And it's a different type of a believe in this room than a winning team, right? You know that. You've been on a winning team. You've been on a losing team, Nolan. I'm sure lots of you dirtbags out there have had the same situations at some point in your career. Good for Oakland to continue to battle. That's what you got to do. You're a professional at the end of the day. You're getting a paycheck. That's what you do for a living. You find a way to go out there and disrupt teams that aren't expecting you to disrupt them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I want to
continue on.
Okay, now let's jump into the lowlights. Obviously, you get a couple of guys injury prone, would be a very big understatement for these two guys in particular. Chris Sale, shoulder. And then Mr. Jacob DeGrom, Tommy John. So Jacob DeGrom at this stage in his career, right? 35 years old, Tommy John surgery. He'll be on the shelf for more than likely the next 2 years. Right, like the remainder of this season and possibly all of next season, depending on how he comes back. Is Jacob DeGrom a Hall of Famer in your eyes, Kirk?
No.
No, exactly. No. Like it's a fair question to ask because of how highly everybody has thought of that guy throughout his career. And don't get me wrong, he's got the Cy Youngs. He just has fantastic numbers all the way throughout. But he just, unfortunately, in my opinion, doesn't have a long enough resume.
There's not a chance. For me, there's not a chance. With all due respect, I mean, Johan Santana, I mean, look, dominated Minnesota. Same idea as DeGrom, early in his career, whatever, and that. Not going to the Hall of Fame. The injuries aren't there. It's that simple. The non-championships are there. This, you're going to have people out there hating on the fact that they're going to sit there and go, he should have had this done 4 or 5 years ago when they kind of said it's a moderate tear and stuff like that. Get it done. But he prolonged it. You know, maybe in his mind now he's like, okay, Verlander was able to come back and do it or whatever and that. You know what? For me, Verlander's a completely different beast than a Jacob DeGrom. And it's hard to explain what I mean by that, but I just see them as two different pitchers. Yes, they're both big, strong power pitchers, but there's a meanness inside Justin Verlander that's been there from the day Detroit took him and brought him up to where he is now through the Houston Astros years and now into the Mets. for me, he's just a different beast. So I don't know if Jacob DeGrom is thinking that he can do the same as Verlander. I really don't know. Or if it just finally came to the point where I just can't fight it anymore. I got to get it done. Either way, there's off-season people sitting there laughing at Texas right now, right? I mean, they're not laughing because they're still winning, but they're just shaking their head saying, dudes, same thing, right? $50 million more than you probably needed to pay for them or whatever number they're throwing out there. At the end of the day, it's sad. It's sad for baseball because you hit the nail on the head. Jacob DeGrom's a stud. You want to see him on the mound. You want to see him doing the things he does. Same as Chris Sale. You touched on Chris Sale. Same thing, right? You were starting to see some of those numbers come back. His ERA was high, obviously, and stuff like that with Boston right now. But those strikeouts were starting to come back and everything else. But, man, you get that wear and tear. And, again, I've said it 100 times, thousands of times. You know, if you've never pitched, you have no clue what that arm can feel like after thousands and thousands and thousands of pitches. If it's sore, it is just sore and achy all the time. Right, Nolan?
Yeah, I mean, he's well, both of those guys, obviously the knock on them over the past 5 years has just been staying healthy. Like Chris Sale, unfortunately, it just seems to be a recurring injury after injury. Half of them were fluke injuries. Let's be honest. I mean, him breaking a rib cage during a bullpen session, that is a fluke injury. But, like, Jacob DeGrom, I mean, you're looking at it and you're just like, we said it in the offseason. I know a lot of people also said it. Like, what was his contract? 5 year, $185 or something like that? $175? Yeah. I know it was in the $35 to $37.5 million range per year. And you're thinking, you're like, why the heck would you give out this type of contract to this guy? And on the network, man, they even took it a step further and said he was he's the highest paid rental player in MLB history.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're getting them, you're getting your 10 to 15 starts. I mean, we said it before the year even started. What are you going to get, 10 to 15 out of them? Now, I get it. The rest of the Texas rotation has stayed completely healthy. Well, to an extent, right? But I'm just saying, like, the guys that we all figured were going to be injury-prone, Nathan Eovaldi, John Gray, Dane Dunning was the only other guy that's kind of been injured, but Martin Perez, we didn't really know what to expect. Obviously, Perez has a high ERA this year. Looked great the other day on Monday night against the Cardinals, but you're like, man, like, these are guys that everybody kind of expected to be injured. Jacob DeGrom, we all knew he was going to be injured. There wasn't a doubt. Now this happens, and it's like, man, I don't know if he'll be back next year. Like, that's the biggest concern that I think Texas Rangers fans have. Based on age, right? Like, this is why I'm saying, based on his age, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, Dane Dunning has come up, and he's gone from the relief role into that starting job, and he looks like a stud right now. He looks like the guy they traded Lance Lynn for a few years back. But we all know he's not Jacob DeGrom, ultimately. You know, he's a 70%, maybe 75% guy. He has lots of skill in him, and he's doing well. But it's also a lot easier to pitch when your offense is putting up the numbers they're putting up as well. You're pitching a lot of innings, less stress. I don't care what anybody says, less stressful than when you're in those close and tight games, game after game after game, or you're losing and, holy geez, I got to go out there and I got to win tonight. He's pitching in pretty comfortable games overall right now. So let's see what those guys do. I mean, I'm loving what Eovaldi's doing right now. Unbelievable what he looks like. Johnny Gray, same thing. Looking great right now. So hopefully they can stay there and keep doing what they're doing because I love them competing with the Astros. I love them being in there and battling and somebody else other than just the Astros going at it out west. I love it. But yeah, absolutely. DeGrom's time has come. Is he a Hall of Famer for me? No, he's just not.
Now let's jump into the biggest low light, in my opinion, of the week. You get Alek Manoah going all the way back to the Florida Gulf Coast League. No, don't even try and make the comp. I know what people are thinking up here in Canada. Roy Halladay once upon a time did it too. Do not try and make that comp. Alek Manoah certainly is no Roy Halladay. Alek Manoah, unfortunately, just cannot figure it out this year. I get it, last year, top three AL Cy Young finalist. But you're looking at it overall, man, like his numbers this year are just horrible. He's came in, he was bigger than last year, like fatter, I'm saying. It was like a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in his second year type of situation where Vladdy during the COVID year, all of a sudden he comes in and You're looking at him and you're like, dude, you're 280 pounds. Like, you don't look like a professional athlete. And he even said, he was like, yeah, I was too fat. And now you're looking at Alek Manoah. I mean, same exact situation. Comes into camp, he's fat. Pitching throughout the year, he's fat. Don't get me wrong, he still had some life on his fastball. But I mean, ultimately, when you're the size of him, it's tough to have control. Like, he's 6'5", 280, 290. And I get it. You can make the case. CC Sabathia, Lance Lynn, heck, for most of his career, right? Like, those guys were two guys that were on the bigger side, pitching-wise. Both 6'5", 280. Well, I mean, CC was 6'8", 6'9". But you're looking at it, and you're like, man, these guys were just different animals than Alek Manoah is. Alek Manoah was popping off his mouth too much this year, I'm saying, to be the guy that has a 6.5 ERA and is all the way back down to Gulf Coast League because he can't figure out how to get it past guys.
Yeah, and you kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's the same as you know, smaller guys or whatever you want to call them, pitchers in the mound and that. But when you're heavy set, big, solid, and like that big country vision, and you get outside your body, outside your mechanics, your motion, boy, it's tough to get back in sync and find that consistent release point, that same motion. And that's what you're seeing with him right now. So I think it's a good move. Not AAA. Go right down. Just settle down. Get out of the limelight at all levels and just find your mind first, find your body second, and get back going with it. It's just, it has to happen. And it's disappointing, obviously, because there's a guy they looked at as the number two guy in that rotation. And thank God they got some depth. They got to go out and find somebody. But we'll be right back, Dirtbags, unfortunately, and we'll keep going with it in the third segment.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day was always special for me and my dad. We'd go to a ball game, maybe go fishing, or even take a trip. They were the things that made Father's Day unique and unforgettable for us. I've got a suggestion that will make it the same for you and your dad. Give him the Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I can't think of a better way to celebrate his day than barbecuing with your dad. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. I've tasted all of this from Omaha Steaks, and I guarantee you'll like it, and so will your dad. Give your dad more than just a gift. Send him an experience he can share with you. Don't give your dad something electronic or a book or a tie. Just go to omahasteaks.com and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack today. You'll save over 60% plus receive 8 free burgers with your order. It'll be a Father's Day your dad and you will always remember. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
The FDA issued an import alert for U.S. Customs authorities to detain illegal, disposable, flavored nicotine e-cigarettes from foreign countries, including China. Rich Marianos is a former assistant director for the ATF, now with Georgetown University.
These disposable e-cigarettes have become a real problem. It's encouraging to see the FDA act at the border, but our kids need them to take the next steps and remove these foreign disposables from the store shelves. They have the authority, and now it's time to act.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome back there, Beggs. We won't have really a specific curtain call question segment this time because a lot of questions came in this week, and it would seem to be a really common theme that I touched on at the first of the show, and it's really who do we think, what teams are going to be able to legitimately make some moves this month, by the end of this month, going into July, a little bit before the draft, the All-Star game, the break. We're getting to the midway point, and those are great questions because tough to analyze. I think there's a few that we can feel pretty good about Nolan talking about, but some of them, it's going to be interesting the rest of this month, but let's dig into it. Let's get going with it. So usually Dirtbags, we start with the AL. We're going to flip it tonight. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start with the NL. Nolan, NL East. So I look at the Mets and I look at Philadelphia. Mets 30-31 as the recording. Philadelphia 29-32. Atlanta's at 36-24. Miami looking good at 34-28. We talked about them a little bit at the top of the show. What do you think with the Mets and Phillies? I mean, Washington's playing some nice baseball, but they're just not going to make the move. We know that. So let's focus on Philadelphia and the Mets. Who do you think is going to make a bigger move in June?
Phillies. Phillies need pitching. I think the Phillies can realistically make moves just based on Dave Dombrowski's track record to the point where they can get themselves over the hump. And you're looking at it, Trey Turner too. I mean, Trey Turner's coming into his own right now. Like Trey Turner, obviously the other day, 2 home run, 4-5 game. Bryce Harper, obviously another month healthy with him. You got to expect him to get further along. June Schwarber's back already. Everybody knows the story on Kyle Schwarber, right? Like, let's be honest, it's June and his name is Kyle Schwarber. He's going to hit 20 home runs this month. I'm kind of speaking a little bit out of my butt, but I mean, he's already had 3 bombs for the month. So I realistically am going to say he's going to get 10 again. And I don't think it's a stretch just because of his past success in the month of June. For whatever reason, that guy just mashing in June. Castellanos still hitting fine. Boom, he'll be back in a couple of weeks. So that's what I'm saying. They're going to go out. They have to get pitching. For whatever reason, Zach Wheeler has not been that guy this year. Aaron Nola has had his ups and downs this year. They have to go out there and get a starting pitcher because their bullpen is good.
Yeah, I think they're a better mover than the Mets as well. And that offense is starting to look good. Taiwan Walker finally put a good game together last night. I get it was against Detroit, but Detroit's played some great ball over the last month too. So he went out there and he had, I think, 6 or 7 shutout innings or whatever it had. And he looked good. They need to get him going as well. So if they can find a pitcher, I think they're going to be all right, like you said. So NL Central. Milwaukee's leading at 33-28, like you said earlier in the show. Pittsburgh, we've talked about. Cincinnati, the Cubs, St. Louis. Who out of there do you think makes the biggest move this month?
Logically, it has to be the Cardinals. Realistically, I think it's going to be the Cubs. The Cardinals, depends on what you mean by biggest move. Because I'm still of the opinion that Ollie Marmol's fired after tonight.
No, but I'm not talking necessarily about roster moves in the fact of trading anybody. I'm just talking about team moves. Who's going to climb up the Central out of that?
That's why I'm saying I think Ollie Marmol gets fired tonight. I think that's it. Like, John Mozeliak's down in Texas with the team. I think realistically they can him tonight, and then that's that. There's that horrible experiment over with, and then you move on. You bring in a new manager. And then the Cardinals get rolling. That's kind of the way that I look at it. In terms of actually getting a player, I think Chicago would be that team because Chicago's got a pitching staff and everything like that. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be addition or subtraction because Marcus Stroman getting traded down to Arizona makes a lot of sense to me right now. Those are the two things that I think are going to be the biggest moves in the National League Central this month.
Okay. What do you think about Cincinnati and the youth movement that they're doing? I think that's going to propel them up in there. I think they jump over Pittsburgh by the end of the month. So, yeah, let's talk about that. It's a great opportunity for them to continue that youth movement, right? Hunter Green last year or whatever. They just brought up Ellie De La Cruz. What do you think about that young kid?
Yeah, I mean, as long as Nick Lodolo comes back, that team's got a good chance at jumping up to the top of the standings in the National League Central with how bad everybody's playing. But, I mean, that's completely wild, wild west right now out there in the National League Central. Ellie De La Cruz, I mean, obviously his second at-bat up in the majors, hits a double into the gap, 112 miles an hour off the bat. Big time, big time player, man. Number four prospect in the game. You get Matt McLean, Spencer Steer, all those young guys. Graham Ashcraft, obviously a guy that came up last year as well, one of their young starting pitchers, man. I like what Cincy's doing. Cincy's just all in on that rebuild phase, and they're letting all their young kids get exposure up in the major league level, same as what Toronto Blue Jays did back in 2019 when they had Bo Bichette, when they had Kevin Biggio, when they had Vladimir Guerrero Jr. all come up midway through the year just to get innings up in the major leagues, even though they knew that they weren't necessarily a competitive team.
Yeah, I like them. I like Cincinnati. There's something that I feel really good about there, and that I like their young players. That Matt McLean came up a while ago. He's looking good right now. Indy is back, and don't forget, you got Mr. Votto coming back, what, around maybe the All-Star break and stuff like that, maybe a little bit before or whatever. So lots of good things to look forward there. So we've got about 8 minutes, Nolan, so let's carry on with the NL West.
Yeah, Arizona.
San Francisco, San Diego. Arizona and the Dodgers are going to keep doing what they're doing. I'm a buyer. I'm a believer in Arizona right now. I love what they're doing. You mentioned before we started talking, even they extended Torey Lovullo for a year on his manager contract. So that's a great little move there. Nice little time of the year to do it quietly. Let's get it done. Let's keep this juggernaut rolling. San Diego, are they going to be able to make that, or are these injuries just starting to take over on them?
No, I don't like what San Diego's doing this year. For whatever reason, it's not working out there. Juan Soto obviously won't be traded, barring something drastic happening, just because I think that they'll think that they're a competitive team all the way throughout. But let's be honest, like I said, I mean, when I was talking about the National League Central, I think Arizona makes a move to get Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman technically is on a walk year. He has the opt-out after this year, right? So that's why I'm saying, man, if I'm Arizona, I'm putting all my eggs into the basket. Marcus Stroman with Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen up there at the top of that rotation, that becomes the best 1-2-3 in baseball right now.
I think so. I agree, man. I love it. Let's jump over to the AL. We've got 6-40 left. So, AL East, Tampa Bay's, they're rolling. Baltimore starting to quiet down a little bit, still looking good at 37-23. Yankees 36-26, made a roll after Judge came back. Unfortunately, Judge looks like he might be going to the IL again with a toe injury. Cortez has got some shoulder injuries. Toronto able to make a move? Is Boston able to make a move and leap up in there?
I can't see Boston making a move to get up back in there. I think Baltimore will make a move to get back up in there. Obviously, Baltimore needs some starting pitching help. The Grayson Rodriguez experiment unfortunately failed its first time around, sent back down to the minors. But you're looking at it, man. Baltimore's still that team that's very good. They go out there, they get a low-risk, high-reward type of pitcher. Obviously, they got some depth to trade from in the minor league system and whatnot. I mean, heck, even in guys like some of their prospects that they still got down in the minor leagues that could come up and do some things. But I still think Baltimore is that team right now that is the best position to possibly jump over Tampa Bay.
Okay, good stuff. AL Central. Man, hard to believe Minnesota's only one game over at 31-30, and they're leading. Cleveland 27-33, Detroit 26-33. Chicago White Sox have impressed me. They're at 27-35. Still well under 500, but boy, they were 14-30, it seemed like, just a blink ago. So they're putting some wins together. Kansas City is Kansas City. Who do you think out of the Cleveland, Detroit, White Sox is going to make the big move on Minnesota over this month?
Realistically, it'll be Cleveland. But okay. At the same time, Cleveland. So the reason I'm saying Cleveland is because I believe Shane Bieber is going to get traded. That seems to be almost like a unanimous thought now traveling around baseball, is that Shane Bieber's going to be traded. You've seen all the young kids come up for Cleveland and everything like that. Obviously, they just got Tristan McKenzie back this week. Had a fantastic debut for the year, 5 innings, 10 Ks. You got a bunch of young kids. Obviously, Quantrell's on the IL now too. But, I mean, Logan Allen's having a good start. Bibby is going to continue to do what he's been doing. They have a bunch of just young, good-looking pitching prospects there in Cleveland, and I mean, what's that always result in? Great trade pieces, right?
Yep.
And obviously, Cleveland needs outfielding. Andrés Giménez is starting to get rolling a little bit again. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think Cleveland's the team that'll make the biggest move in order to jump over Minnesota.
Okay, and let's be honest. I mean, whoever wins that division is the only team that's getting in by the looks of things this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody else is out west or the AL American East. League.
The AL
East. As far as wild card, right?
Yep.
So, okay, we got just under 4 minutes, Nolan. Let's wrap this up with the AL West. So, hey, Texas and Houston, both looking really good. Angels, still strong. They're only two games over 500 or whatever, 32 and 30. Seattle is close on ground, 30 and 30 now. And Oakland, we know. But Texas, Houston, Angels, Seattle, what does that four look like at the end of this month?
Texas.
Same position?
Texas will stay in first because of that offense. Like Texas's offense right now, like I said, man, that's got to be the best offense in baseball. Houston, I think Seattle overtakes Angels and then let the Shohei and Trout possibly rumors start really becoming a thing. Obviously leading into July, man, like that's going to be the thing, especially the Angels continue to only play 500 baseball. The Angels have to maximize that trade to get back on Shohei Ohtani because you can't just let him walk as a free agent. Like, you can't just get that first-round pick back as compensation. You got to trade him. So that's why I'm kind of thinking Seattle's pitching is still Seattle's pitching. Like, they're still good. That offense eventually has to just get rolling to the point where everybody is hitting together. Like, it's too good of a team not to be hitting together, right? So that's why I'm saying this time last year, this is kind of when they started making their moves and started picking up steam and getting everything going again, right? So I think realistically, Seattle could be up there around not necessarily the same winning percentage as Houston, but I think they could be in that realm.
Wow, that's bold. Because exactly, I'm not seeing a lot of consistency out of their offense yet, Seattle or whatever. I think they're maybe a month away yet from being there because they'll roll out that 7-10 run game and then they'll roll out a 2 or a 1 run game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just so inconsistent. Like you said, I love the pitching still. I mean, obviously losing Robbie Ray early in the season, that's, you know, detrimental for sure. But I think they've got the young kids to compensate. They've looked great filling in for them. Castillo is Castillo for sure. Gilbert is Gilbert, looking solid.
Kirby.
Yeah. Exactly. Kirby as well and stuff. I don't know. I mean, the Angels, for some reason, they're holding on. I think if your team needs to make a roster move, it's them for sure. And they got Joe Adell down there in AAA, and I think it's time for a change of scenery for Joe Adell.
I think some team
can get him to play at the major league level. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, it just hasn't worked in LA, but you're not going to get a high-end pitcher for him per se, but I think you get a quality pitcher for that kid.
Common sense says you call up Cleveland, you ask him if Logan Allen's available, and you try and deal Joe Adell for Logan Allen. Because Logan Allen, realistically, is the bottom prospect there in Cleveland, even though he's the one that's pitching most consistently amongst the young kids out there in Cleveland. Right? Like, that's just one to me that makes a lot of sense. Cleveland needs outfield. Angels need pitching.
I like that move. Get on the blower, Manasia. Nolan McNabb said it, Dirtbag Baseball. Hey, you heard it here first for sure. So, hey, that's our thoughts and opinions on it. Like I said, send in great question and questions sent in. And, you know, we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. See what your teams are, who you think is going to move. For me, that's Cincinnati, like I said, in the NL Central. I'm just excited about watching that team moving forward. That there just seems to be some really nice young players there. So out of all the teams, who would yours be, Nolan?
To make the biggest move this month?
Just the most excited to look at this month.
Most excited to look at this month has to be still either Texas or Tampa Bay. Man, those two teams are just so fun to watch. Like, I get it
there
that Texas just absolutely laid the boost to my Cardinals, but man, you got to watch that.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, dirtbags. Nolly, what do you got for the final thought?
Yeah, I mean, this week, obviously, big announcement made by MLB Network and by the MLB Commissioner's Office. Albert Pujols joining the MLB Commissioner's Office as a special assistant to Rob Manfred, and then obviously joining the MLB Network as an analyst. I mean, when you get a guy with 700-plus home runs, 3,000-plus hits, Hall of Fame career that Albert Pujols had, getting him on set to be able to tell his stories and do everything behind the scenes there, like, man, that's going to be invaluable to them, obviously, on the network. And then, obviously, for the special assistant to the commissioner role that he's got going on, you look at the success that Ken Griffey has had with promoting the game for youth movement, and especially in the African-American community in America. Like, I mean, those guys, like, he's one of the headliners, right? When you're looking at it from the Dominican side, obviously, Albert Pujols getting to go into that limelight, that's another guy that not a lot of kids have that, like, knowledge or that expertise, someone in that corner backing them up, right? So now all of a sudden you get Albert Pujols up at that level, man. Like, that's just going to be huge for the islands.
I think so, too. I'm really looking forward to it and seeing if he evolves as well as A-Rod did. Because, boy, A-Rod took off, I think, when he started doing that type of stuff in the broadcast and things like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing if it's got that kind of potential in it. But either way, like you said, with the knowledge, the history, the persona of Albert Pujols alone, great move. Good for him. Good for baseball. Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. So, you know what? Thanks again to our sponsor, Rip Grip Pro. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, advertising on the show with us and on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll look into it. We'll hook you up. We'll set you up. However we can do that. If you're looking for the rope trainer, head over to our website, DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Contact me if you need more information on it. You can buy it right there. You can buy all the Dirtbag merchandise right there on the line. And hey, you know what? Be sure to follow us on YouTube as well at Dirtbag Baseball Nation and stay up to date with all our videos that we have ongoing. As you know, we're doing the mental agility for players and parents and coaches. scouts, agents, management right now with Robin Gargano and Anne-Marie Lafferty from L4 Living. We're excited about that series. So, hey, unfortunately, though, it is time to get up, get after it, get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.